It is Take Control Tuesday, and I have Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org on the phone with me. And Mansa, here's something that a lot of people are trying to get better at, their credit score. And you have what now?
Well, there's four steps we're going to talk about today to getting a good credit score.
Love it.
So first of all, let's talk about how important a credit score is in 21st century America. It's everywhere. You can't get a job. You can't rent an apartment. There are a lot of things that not having a good credit score will prevent you from doing. In fact, Randy, if you kind of take a look at it broadly, if your credit score is below 700, then you are in the subprime credit market. And that's not a very pleasant place to be. And it's expensive with higher interest rates and et cetera. From 700 to, let's say, 730 or so, you have a market-ready credit score where you can function in the 21st century credit markets reasonably well. But if you have a credit score over 750, now you have excellent credit, and now you've turned your credit into a productive asset where it can be working for you. So let's talk about how to get a good credit score. Once again, we're confined by our format. We only have so much time, but we'll give more information on this as people want in the future, or they can check our archives at TakeControlTuesday.com.
Mm-hmm.
So step number one to having a good credit score is stop putting bad news on your credit report. No late payments, and any bad news that is on your credit report will drop off after 7 years. So if you stop putting bad news on your credit report, there will come a time when there isn't any more bad news on your credit report. Step number two, reduce debt. Reducing your debt will improve your credit score, especially if you do it on credit cards.
Yes.
Step number three, put good news on your credit report. Start putting positive things on your credit report. Now, you may have to do self-reporting or self-lending. There's an app out here at self.com where you actually lend money to yourself. You make payments to yourself, and they report it to the credit bureau as an on-time payment. And at the end of the program, you get the money back that you put in it. Excellent program. Very low cost to get involved in, like $25 or so.
That's excellent.
And the final thing is reduce your credit utilization ratios on your credit cards. Manage those. Try to keep them at 25% or less, ideally less than 10%. That is the proportion of balance to limit. How much of your credit card limit are you using? Keep those down, like I said, under 25%, under 10% ideally, and those four things will improve your credit score.
Wow. Those are easy to do, and you could just kind of tackle it one thing at a time.
Or whatever it is your need is. Some people don't have to address all four.
Right.
So, yes, go after it. It can happen. And once again, it takes time to improve a credit score, but it can be done and everyone can do it. I came out of a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, Randy, and my credit score is 815 last time it was checked. So
wow,
it can be done.
It can be done. I love that testimony. Come on. And for more information and our archives, you can go to TakeControlTuesday.com and you can reach Mansa for one-on-one for home ownership and also improving your credit score at HopeDetroit.net. Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.